Here's Gene Steinberg.
It's Shop Talk time on the PowerCast. Every so often, every few months, we decide just to sit back, answer your questions, pose a few of our own, ignore some questions because you want to, and simply explain what we're about, what we've done, and all that sort of thing. So this week we decide to have the Shop Talk session, the first one I've done with my co-host Chris O'Brien. So are you ready to be the forefront, at the forefront of abuse here?
I think so, Gene. I'm not sure, but I think it's a good idea. This should be fun. We've got a lot of interesting questions on the forum that we'll address at some point, I'm sure.
Right. Maybe we'll even stonewall a few. That's what politicians do, you know. They either do that or they edit them out of the final recording.
Right. Out of sight, out of mind.
Exactly. Speaking of out of sight, out of mind, now, some months back, we had Ray Stanford on the show. Of course, he did all that great work with the Sicario, New Mexico case. He talked about his own White Sands-related UFO sightings and pointed to an audio, I believe, 35 minutes long. Is that correct?
I forget the actual running time on it, but yeah, I think the actual total recording time is longer, but for the actual event that he described on the show, I think, yeah, it was about a half hour.
Now, we challenged him to produce a copy of that recording and make it available online, which is pretty simple. It's not a hard process to copy something from an old-fashioned cassette. You just take a couple of plugs, plug it into your personal computer, Mac or PC, get some audio software, start playing the recording, capture the audio, and you've got a digital recording. You could even do a little bit of finagling later on to get rid of hiss and everything, but maybe it's good enough, raw, unvarnished, and it will be more believable. So what happened?
Well, I mentioned it as I mentioned on the forum, and actually a couple, three shows, I did mention that I had asked him to get the conversion software, which he did. And he also got a cassette player. He just had a small kind of Walkman-style player that just didn't have the frequency response, I think, that you would need to capture the subsonic tones that he was describing in the recording. And, you know, we just kept making plans to do a session. I could walk him through the process. And it just never, you know, it never happened. He does claim to have the recording. He doesn't think that it's anything that is smoking gun evidence of anything. It's just supplemental. It's supplemental information, basically. It's an audio recording of the site during the event. I think it's compelling enough to air. He doesn't seem to think that that it really is that special or fantastic, except for the sound of the objects coming through on the I guess it was the AM radio, when the objects reverse direction. I'm still going to work on him and get him to come through with his promise. Actually, it's kind of slipped my mind the last couple, three times I've talked to him. I've forgotten to mention it, but again, I got to make a note for myself. I think it's important since he did say he was going to supply it. I think he should. And I do believe he has the recording. It's just a matter of getting him motivated to do a session, get it downloaded. He's extremely busy finishing up his paper on his new, the new dinosaur species that is in the Smithsonian.
Okay, actually, so that's Shades of Jurassic Park, Batman.
Well, it's a new nodosaur, I believe, that is now on display in the Smithsonian. That's a cast of a fully articulated skeleton, the only one of its kind ever found on the East Coast. And he's also working feverishly on finishing up his magnum opus PowerPoint presentation, which he has been giving to invited people that have come over to his house there in Maryland, and he's given them an abbreviated version, including a world-class physicist whose name I have to leave out of the conversation, but someone I think a few of our listeners would be acquainted with. And evidently this scientist called his presentation marvelous, and it actually helped him with a particular angle that he was looking at in his own research, and I guess it raised insight into his data, sparked some sort of positive response in this gentleman. So I'm not sure if and when Ray will divulge publicly the name of this individual and give us the details of some of the other people who have very quietly over the last few months been looking at his presentation. Ray and I have not really been in that close of communication the last few months because we've been both so busy, but this is, you know, it's an ongoing project. I have an unpublished manuscript in his own words of his, you know, entire ufological career and life. And it's just, it's one of the most amazing personal stories I have ever heard of. And to actually be the one to, you know, be Thoth, the scribe, and get it all down in his own words. I didn't do it for lust for money or some, you know, million, you know, copy bestseller or something.
I think it's in the UFO field.
Not anymore. Yeah, no. Nobody reads anymore except for our forum posters.
Actually, I guess a few books sell decently. I suppose the UFO book from Leslie Kane sold quite decently.
Yeah,
it even got on the New York Times bestseller list amongst all those conservative book titles about politics. But I'm sure she didn't sell a million copies.
No, no way, especially of a hardcover. But I think what's important, though, is that these this wonderful life history of his and just the incredible adventures and all the documentation that he's amassed over the years to support his life story, I think is going to make for very compelling reading when he does finally, you know, decide to allow me to have it published. I already got one. I don't know, it wasn't exactly an offer, but it was an expression of interest from a publisher for the book. And, you know, I think Ray is one of those rare individuals that is just a gem. He's been there and done that. He's helped design the T-shirt factory. He, you know, obviously over the years, he's gone through various incarnations of where his interests are, some of which have come back to haunt him a bit, including his very prolific period for about 2 or 3 years where he was going into like an Edgar Cayce type somnambulist trance and channeling all this very interesting information.
Skeptics in our forum
right,
going to say, all right, this guy is channeling and this guy
right.
is
Well, he's
this
never claimed to channel entities like, you know, Robert Shapiro and Zeus or Jay-Z Knight and Ramtha. Basically, what he does is he plugs into his own higher self and then channels. So I guess technically it wouldn't be really called channeling, but it is a form of information retrieval, which he got very good at doing. And, I mean, Hugh Lynn Casey and the Edgar Casey's family called him the next Edgar Cayce in the early 60s. So the jury's out on that. His work, I did read portions of his work on the human endocrine system. That's just fascinating. Also, he did a treatise on the creation process of creation of life on the planet. And it's a very short little piece, but it's very fascinating. He's just one of those extremely fascinating guys, and I'm really proud to have worked with him over the years. And he's very difficult to work with. He's quite irascible and doesn't suffer fools even mildly. And it's been a real process, and I've learned a lot from Ray. As I said, I think in my initial appearance here on the Paracast, my first interview, he has pulled me back towards the ETH. Somewhat.
You say somewhat. Now, that's an interesting point of view, because I want to look at different perspectives about what we think are UFOs. Now, understand, we're accepting this, and I'm accepting it, because you're vouching for Ray Stanford. I know there's a lot of skepticism in our forums when people don't produce the evidence. Like, for example, we were expecting this site to be put up by Ted Phillips with regard to his Marley Woods investigation about all the strange things going on there. They had a rudimentary site set up, one of these instant site builders. You know, you go to a web host like a GoDaddy or an iWeb or any of the partners we work with, and you have this way of setting up an instant website with a point and a click. And you throw a few things on there, and suddenly you fill in a few blanks, and you have an instant website. So Ted Phillips set himself up with an instant website. Unfortunately, he hasn't really gone beyond that. We're hoping he will. I haven't heard from him. I gather you haven't either, have you? We'll get into more of this in a moment. It's the Talk Shop episode of the Paracast with Gene and Chris. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
Our Are you ready to order the official Paracast t-shirt? You asked, we answered. We're now taking orders for the official Paracast t-shirt. It comes in white, 100% cotton. The front of it features the same logo that we have on our community forums. On the back it says, Separating Signal from Noise. To order the official Paracast t-shirt, here's all you have to do. Visit our new online store at store.theparacast.com. One more time, that's store.theparacast.com. You can use a major credit card to place your order for the official Paracast t-shirt. Hey neighbors, we have one more thing to talk about, and that's more merchandise at the official Paracast store. We have hats, we have jackets, we even have a flip video camcorder customized with the Paracast logo at the official Paracast store. It's all now available at the official Paracast store, store.theparacast.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com. Get in on all the action at forum.theparacast.com.
This is the Shop Talk episode of the Paracast with Gene and Chris, and we've been talking first about some of the things that Chris has been working on behind the scenes, like getting material from Ray Stanford, who was here talking about not just the Sicario, New Mexico episode, the famous classic UFO case of 1964, his own White Sands sightings, and hopefully this audio tape that may or may not be revealing. It may just play noises and just say, wow, gosh, golly, gee whiz, what is that? Then, of course, Ted Phillips with the website we were hoping he'd put up. Have you heard from Ted at all?
I have not. I haven't heard hide nor hair from him. The last thing I saw was a photograph of him and Jacques Vallée standing there looking rather sheepish, which was about 4 or 5 months ago. I have not heard a peep. I should make a couple of calls. Yeah, they both had kind of a weird sort of shucks sort of look on their face, if I remember correctly. I might have to dig it up, but there is a picture out there.
Okay, it's probably on Facebook right now. Everybody's going to look for a copy. Next is a picture of Arnold Schwarzenegger's love child.
Right. Yeah. He should have been the Terminator for that particular...
Yeah, but then you get into that philosophy about termination. Should he have terminated that pregnancy? But then, of course, a lot of people do not believe in that sort of thing.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Right. Well, yeah, maybe. But, you know, in the real world, a lot of people don't believe in that sort of thing. So
he's a Republican.
Yeah. You see, that's it. And then you have all... And he does seem to be a person who likes lots of kids. I mean, he had four kids with Maria Shriver. And we don't know how many others are out there.
Sharp tools and knives and stuff out of the house.
Oh, boy. Right now, she's after him, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but I understand they kept their money separate, but it's not even that because, you know, Arnold's very rich, but, of course, Maria Shriver comes from a rich family, so maybe she doesn't have as much as the former governor did, but she still probably has lots of money.
Yeah. How do we get on this subject?
I don't know. It's because this is a... shop talk kind of thing. Let's talk about what you've been doing, okay? Now, you made a trip for a number of days to New Mexico.
Oh, boy, did I.
Was it New Mexico?
New Mexico and Colorado.
Okay, New Mexico and Colorado. Mm-hmm. Now, I realize there are still things that are under construction in terms of the details. Of course, getting permission from people you talk to mention it in public. But maybe give everyone more of an overview of what you did.
Well... first of all, I finally was able to meet and talk at length with Rosemary Ellen Guiley at the recent UFO Congress down in at the Fort McDowell Casino. And, of course, you know, was quite familiar with her work over the years. We had, I think, corresponded once or twice, but we never actually met and talked. And this was an opportunity for me to get to know her and vice versa. And one of the things that she mentioned is that Phil Imbrogno and her are working on a book on, I think it's a follow-up book on portal areas and gateway areas. She's, you know, of course, familiar with much of my work, so she was very interested in taking a longer trip to the San Luis Valley. She had visited there once, I think, in 2005, but it was just real brief.
From a geographical standpoint, where is the San Luis Valley?
Well, the San Luis Valley is the largest alpine valley in the world, and it's about 160 or so miles long if you count the portion of the geologic valley where it goes down into New Mexico. The San Luis Valley portion of it, the name, is for the Colorado side of the border, and then it extends down to Taos about another 70, 80 miles. So it's this long football-shaped valley. It's completely surrounded by mountains. It's radar invisible below 18,000 feet. It's a very special sacred area to Native Americans. It's the only actual region in America where three regional groups of Indians overlapped. You had the Great Plains Indians, the Great Basin, and Southwest tribes that all went there during the warmer months to hunt, do vision quests. It's always been considered a very kind of a spooky, special place. The Spanish, who made it up to Taos, for almost 200 years, officially didn't venture up into the valley because it was Del Norte. It's where, you know, the boogeyman lived, and it was never really settled until the mid-17th century in the 1840s and 50s. So it's a very special place. I lived there for 13 years. I investigated thousands of claims of unusual events. About 1,000 or so have made it into my database with enough information, date, time, location, witness name, description of the event, etc. There's an awful lot of interesting military activity and government activity that takes place in the area, which I've always had a feeling was somehow tied into the higher strange activity there.
Okay, now obviously the skeptic's going to ask the question, so I'm going to be spokesperson. Okay, the military activity, how is this observed? Do they see the military trucks? Do they see the Hummers? What?
Right. We have convoys. A large tunnel boring equipment has been seen going through there. The regional National Guard unit was changed from a medical unit to a military police unit, and that kind of raised some eyebrows. But most importantly, it is the western edge of the Levita low-level flight operations and training area, which is one of the main airspace chunks of airspace in the country where we train our Air Force and Air National Guard pilots. We also even rent out, I think, time to the Germans and the Israelis. So it's a huge, about 70-mile square area that, actually it's about 100-square-mile area. Goes from Pueblo to Salida, from Salida down to Blanca Peak, from Blanca Peak out to Walsenburg, from Walsenburg up to Pueblo. So it's this huge area that's, a low-level flight training area. And, of course, the Sangre de Cristos, which is the border of the valley on the eastern side of the valley, is also the edge of the Levita flight operations area. And it's interesting that the area where we tend to have most of our sighting reports comes from that side of the valley, where the Levita operations area tends to overlap into the valley. So, you know, we've had reports back in the early 90s of planes chasing objects. There was a report in, I think, 69, two archaeologists were digging for human remains, paleo man, out in the Great Sand Dunes area, and saw two F-4 Phantoms chase an object over the Great Sand Dunes where it hit a top of a dune, flipped over end over end and crashed into the dune field.
The other question would be then, Chris, it's not secret weapons that they're just chasing them as a military exercise.
Well, we've had jets and helicopters accompanying triangle craft. We've had reports of dogfights between unusual aerial craft and what appear to be military jets, complete with cannon fire heard by witnesses in one case. So there seems to be a seam where there's interaction between these unusual, unexplained craft and what appear to be conventional craft. I personally have seen an unpainted C-131 flying overhead over Mount Blanca.
Unpainted being what, black? Or?
Yeah, it was a bright, like aluminum colored, like it had
So this is just the raw metal of which
it's
made.
Raw metal, it looked like a brand new plane. I had 50 power binoculars on it, and it blinked out right as I was looking at it with binoculars.
It blinked out, it disappeared totally.
It flashed and disappeared totally, and about 5 seconds later, the sound disappeared.
I know, Chris, where it is. I bet you know what I'm going to say.
Okay, space fans, are you ready for this?
It's a cloaking device.
Some sort of cloaking device or some sort of dimensional doorway would be another possible explanation. Maybe
I wonder what we're experimenting with. This is getting wild, folks. We have Chris O'Brien's our co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. We're talking shop. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, neighbors. Meetings are an essential part of any business. You know, making presentations to clients, collaborating with your colleagues. Well, make them as simple as possible to run and organize. Use GoToMeeting by Citrix, the easiest, most reliable online meeting service. With GoToMeeting, you can schedule an online meeting in seconds. Attendees can join with just a click from anywhere. Meeting materials are viewed on everyone's screen, making collaboration seamless. GoToMeeting is so easy to use for you and everyone joining your meeting. Plus, with GoToMeeting, hold as many meetings as you can for one flat rate. You have phone conferencing and voice over IP are included. You know, my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928- 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, so this is the Shop Talk episode where Chris and myself, we just will be talking about different subjects, answering your questions. But right now, Chris is talking about a lot of fascinating experiences, and this is almost worth a lot of the show by itself. Right. So you see this unpainted aircraft, and it winks out. And you yep. wonder, do they have some kind of new stealth technology? You know,
possibly.
You've heard that scientists are working on invisibility.
Right.
Okay, so is this
what happened to the manifestation
of invisibility?
Well, what happened to the to the air? You know, those four big engines. All of a sudden, they clicked out too. About 5 seconds after the visual, you know, sound obviously travels slower than light. So it seemed like a simultaneous thing with the evidence of the sound cutting off, you know, lagging behind the actual view of the craft visually. So anyway, the reason why I bring all this stuff up is this valley is an incredible playground, not only for our tax dollars and the boys with toys, but, you know, the legends and traditions and the history of the locale suggests that something else uses that area as an aerial playground, and possibly, you know, there are locations there that deserve real serious scientific scrutiny. One of the things that, getting back to the original question of about my trip, is Rosemary had mentioned she wanted to go up there, and I had to go up there for my camera project, which we will discuss, I'm sure, at some point here. And so I offered to dovetail my trip with hers. So we spent a week up in the valley, and during that time period, I also investigated two ongoing cases that I've been working with Thomas Pay and in the valley, Thomas's field investigator, who I've been working with there in the valley for almost 12 years now. And the first part of our trip actually was quite exciting for me, because the southern end of the valley below the New Mexico border is an area that I have not had the chance to really fully explore, you know, off the beaten track. And this was an opportunity for both Rosemary and I to be taken to places that neither of us had been to. And it was a double-blind situation where Thomas would not front load us with any sort of information about some of the areas we were going to, and we were kind of vibing in, Rosemary and I were vibing in on certain areas that we were taken to. And
vibing in?
That's the only way I can describe it. You know, I do have some training in working with my sensitivities, my ability to be aware of some sort of intangible energetic process in an area, especially in the valley. I spent many years there, and I do have a sense of the valley, and I'm tuned into it. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it or explain it. I'm sure Lance and others on the board are just going to roll their eyes and poo-poo this, but I don't really care. I've spent years out in the field. I've developed some, I think, heightened awareness when it comes to geophysical energy. I know Rosemary is quite sensitive and has done similar work in her own life, and I think she has some pretty amazing natural ability as well. I have a little natural ability too, but this was an opportunity for us to really kind of vibe in on, like I said, these areas and see if there was something special there. I did not pick up on much in the south end of the valley, to be honest with you. Rosemary did a little. It was in the middle portion of the valley, in the north end of the valley, during the second half of our trip that we both had a very interesting experience.
Interesting experience. Cases. Stop right there. I'm going to ask you about that. Can you tell us about the interesting experience?
Well, without digressing too far on this, over the years I've been sort of zeroing in on what I consider to be places, very location-specific spots. Actually, it's in the form of a long, about mile and a half by a quarter mile wide corridor where there seems to be certain types of dimensional aberrations, if you will, or sightings of what appear to be forms, diminutive human forms, undulating, I call them prairie dragons. I don't know how else to describe them. And there have been reports of a ghost herd of horses that's been seen several times. Actually,
ghost riders in the sky.
Something like that. It's okay. A herd of ghostly horses that look like that they're galloping in some other time frame, basically, because the background is not the same as it, you know, there are no fence lines, there's trees where there's not supposed to be. That
Do you
sort
ever
of thing.
Think when you see this sort of thing?
Well, I've never seen anything like that, but
right.
I've had people that have.
All right, you talk to people that have. Do you ever mm-hmm. think that what they might be seeing, if we're talking about portal areas, they're looking into something that's happening elsewhere, another dimension, another place?
Yeah, or another time even. It may be a time displacement effect. I don't know. All I know is when you get three independent people report the same phenomena over the space of a two-hour period, I that's notable to me. And anyway, this corridor, I have slowly been zeroing in on over the years where I think the center point of this, it's like a tear in reality is the only way I could, you know, possibly describe it. I think it's where the veil of reality could be thinnest, and it's like stretching taffy and holes appear. This is one of the holes that appear in the taffy of reality. And after we had talked to a couple who are right now having an ongoing series of very unusual events occurring on their property, we had had dinner there, and we were headed back to where we were staying at a friend's place. And I got the hit, I should take her down to this one spot that I've had quite a number of experiences at personally, and seems to be the epicenter of this particular rent, if you will. And normally when I go down to a place like this, I don't just barge right in, especially at, you know, around 10, 11 o'clock at night. Usually at night, I tend to operate a little bit more slowly.
You would think also the local residents have their rifles pointed at you.
Well, this is pretty far. It's not in sight, really, line of sight with any houses. It's a secluded area. Houses are nearby, but they're up and over hills. Pardon me?
Predators? I'm thinking wild animals. Anything.
Cats,
you're in an isolated area.
Yes, and there's all sorts of. I mean, this is one of the most remote areas in, you know, in America. This spot is about 65 minutes from the nearest stoplight. So, anyway, we barge into this area, and we both distinctly felt something rush up to us. Um, I I was able to discern what appeared to be sort of like a faint ripples of light, kind of like waves, but oscillating fairly fast. It approached across the expanse of this particular area, which is about 100 yards by 100 yards. It's a rough circle. It came right up to me within inches of me. I felt some sort of energetic presence. And listeners, you must remember, I have done about every type of, paranormal investigation that there is out there. I've been in some pretty scary situations, and I'm used to being in situations where maybe other people will freak out. I will always be the one that's the Rock of Gibraltar. I don't really feel threatened in these types of situations. And in this situation, I didn't feel threatened, but I definitely felt like I had not prepared. Possibly I was concerned about Rosemary because I knew I could just tell the way she tensed up next to me. We were shoulder to shoulder, and I could feel her tense up because she picked up on it as well. And we both felt this presence come right up to our, literally, nose to nose. Well, not literally nose to nose, but right up directly in front of us. And then we both saw something kind of undulate closer to the ground off to the right next to her. Before I could get the words out of my mouth, perhaps we should come back in the morning. I forget exactly what I was going to say. She said, I think we should leave. So we both, just kind of walked out of the area. And, I hadn't said anything to her. And then she immediately started telling me, what she perceived. And it was exactly what I had just experienced. So I was pretty impressed with that.
I'll tell you what, we'll get into more of this. It is now really fascinating. This is the real on-site ghost story, so to speak. Chris O'Brien and Gene Talking Shop. You're in
the Paracast.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard 100 mason jars are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you want to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out on iTunes.
The Shop Talking episode of the Paracast with Gene and Chris. And Chris is basically telling us some fascinating tales. He's out there in the wilderness, just him and Rosemary Ellen Guiley, nobody around, and you felt the presence.
It was unmistakable. I mean, sure. It came across this expanse, probably about 30, 40 yards. I felt it before I could really perceive it. It was very faint, but it was definitely there. We both felt it. We turned around, we left, we went back up to the house, and we were discussing this. And Rosemary was impressed. She wanted to know more about the location. I was telling her about some of the reports. I took her there blind. She had no idea why she was being taken there. I didn't front load her with any sort of, you know, leading type information. I just said, I want to get your impression of a particular spot, and that's where I took her. So we're sitting around the table discussing this. Thank God I have a witness for this following little postscript. She's facing east, I'm facing south at the table. On the south side of the room were two rows of windows. There was a large windowsill on the bottom row that had two rows of plastic cups with dirt and plants in them, for starts for the garden. And then above on the more narrow windowsill between the two sets of windows was another single row of these plants. And they were, securely there. I mean, they were not just sitting there, very tipsy. And Rosemary made the comment, well, I hope whatever it was down there didn't follow us back here. And the second she said that, I was looking right at one of the cups, and it leapt off the windowsill and landed on the rug. Now, if it had just toppled over, it would have fallen into the wide windowsill with the two rows of plants and knocked, those plants over. It leapt off the windowsill into the room.
Okay, the window was open?
No.
Okay. So it's not like the wind is coming through and it causes things to fall
down.
There
was no wind. We checked all that. There was no earthly reason why this thing should have jumped off, unless I have some sort of latent psychokinetic powers. I happened to be looking right at it when she said that. So maybe it was me. Maybe it was some weird sort of, instantaneous just add water poltergeist event with me as the catalyst or something. I don't know, but we both looked at each other and said, oh boy, hopefully whatever that was didn't follow us here, and maybe it did. I didn't have any weird dreams or, it didn't really freak me out. I was actually I thought it was kind of funny.
It's interesting, Chris. You tell us here you've had all these experiences. You're around this phenomenon all the time. But I'm always around people who have these experiences, but I never have them myself. Maybe I'm lucky.
No, I don't know. Validation of this type is exciting to me. You know, you can go months and months, even years, working out in the field and not get a validation that, you know, sometimes I wonder, why am I doing this? What is my motivation? I mean, what, you know, I'm spending all this time and money and resources and energy, and for what? You know, sometimes I get into this thing of just wondering, why do I bother? And, you know, because the more you get into this, obviously, the more jaded, the more skeptical you become. And that holds true for me. But I'm still open-minded enough to recognize when I think coincidental, if you will, or synchronistic events happen that reinforce that sense that you are properly motivated to do these things, that it's an unsung task, and you know, there's probably little, if any, reward at the end of the process. But it's a journey of self-discovery, and it's a journey of trying to uncover some of the things that the skeptics just go crazy about. And I think if I could accomplish one thing and prove that there is something to all this in one way, shape, or form or another, I'll die a happy man. I think it's a wonderful opportunity for me to learn more about myself, learn more about the reality that I co-inhabit with everybody else. And, you know, we're living in interesting times. And I think if we are entering into this period of time that may be catastrophic, it may be transformative, I think the areas of the planet that maybe are a little bit more special might be the places where these things are manifesting first.
You know, just to take the science fiction attitude here for a moment, because we have, of course, the anomalies in Primeval, the BBC TV series where strange creatures come through these anomalies, and that the number of anomalies are increasing around the world. We have the TV show Fringe, based on the same concept, that there is some interaction between reality A and reality B that's increasing. Do you see, looking at the paranormal universe, something in the factual real world, as much of a real world as we live in, do you see the same thing happening, that more and more of these window areas are appearing for one purpose or another?
Well, I'm not sure if more of them are appearing. I think they're there already. I think we're seeing precursor type activity in these areas possibly ramping up. For some reason, for instance, we saw an upsurge of very interesting activity in the San Luis Valley right around the time period that Rosemary Ellen and I went up there. For instance, the day before we arrived, there was a 3.9 earthquake, pretty out of character for the area, just over the mountains, 30 miles to the east. The night after we visited the first case that we investigated, there was quite a pretty spectacular UFO sighting that happened just over the mountains to the west. And then two nights later, there was another sighting event that occurred. The people that we visited on Wednesday, two nights later, three nights later on Friday night, had a very riveting sighting. So whether that's synchronistic, coincidental, or what have you, I do think that these special portal areas or window areas we're going to see an increase in activity in these areas, which will presage possibly more of a general increase and uptake in activity around the planet. So, I mean, that's my hunch. That's my intuitive guess. You know, obviously, I don't have anything to back that up, but it might be interesting to see if this is actually the case, and that we may be heading into some sort of heightened period of activity that may be right around the corner.
Is it something good or bad? I mean, we're hearing, of course, all the rumors about impending events, world-ending, world-changing events. Obviously, we have all those stories about 2012 and the Mayan calendar and all that, which I don't necessarily take seriously. But, I mean, it sounds good to speculate about it. So let's speculate about it. Are we seeing then an Armageddon, a change, a transition? What?
I think the jury's still out on that. I'd like to think of myself as the eternal optimist. You know, I'm helping fill the glass. Forget the half empty, half full scenario. But I don't know. I think it's 50-50. I think it could go either way or both. Maybe some of us will be transformed and the rest of us will die, you know, or the other way around.
Or we'll just remain normal schlubs and just
cope. Right, just keep on keeping on. So we are definitely entering a very crucial, I think, transitional period in human history. That sense I have very strongly. Whether this whole 2012 thing is just Y2012K or not, I have a suspicion it kind of is. I think we're going to see some pretty interesting, geophysical stuff going on, similar to, you know, maybe an uptick in more earthquake, volcano, weird weather. I think these things will continue to escalate. And this could give the appearance of something real negative, but maybe it's all for the collective good, you know. Maybe it's weeding out the gene pool. I really don't know. My interpretation of in my own research, looking at the Maya calendars with plural, there's 17 of them.
That's the one thing I wanted to ask you about here. They talk about the end of one particular calendar or a group of calendars. Do they all speak of an end point in 2012?
None of them speak of an end point. There's dates predicted by the Maya that go all the way to the year 5000-something. The Mayan calendars do not end. It's like saying, when does our calendar end? Our calendar doesn't end. We have cycles in the Maya calendrical system. There's three, the Dzogchen, the Khatun, and the Bakhtun, that are clicking over to a whole new cycle, like the odometer on your old 60 Chevy odometer clicking over to zero.
See, we're nowadays cars have 999,999 miles. It's no longer 100,000.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, and they're digital, too. But I do sense
it makes it easier to backdate those odometers. You know, you go to the used car dealer, bring the car in, the car has 60,000 miles, but when the next person buys it, it's 23,000. They do it digitally so you don't see some kind of effect or anything. Easier to fake. Tell you what, seriously, we're talking to Chris O'Brien, Gene Steinberg, the Shop Talking episode. You're in
the Paracast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.